Hello, you're watching Management TV today live from the DMC company conference, which is aimed at using techniques called Kata and DWI. And my dear guest is Patrick Raup. Hello.
Thank you.
Patrick, you're actually co-founder of the TWI Institute. Mm-hmm. You are the keynote speaker of today's conference. And my first question is, can you just briefly explain what TWI means, how it cooperates with Kata, because mm-hmm. a lot of people know Toyota Kata, mm-hmm. but not a lot of people know how to apply these principles, these techniques into companies. Can you just introduce to the Czech audience what these two mean?
Yes. Well, you know, TWI, it goes back to the 1940s and World War II, and it's really a people-centric program that was designed to train frontline supervisors to build relationships and develop good work habits with frontline workers, frontline operators and workers, so that they can train them well to do their work and also to improve on how they do their work through good job relationships. And these programs went to Toyota and to Japan overall, but in particular to Toyota in the early 1950s. And so they were the early seeds, you know, of this culture that evolved into Toyota Production System, and that which much later in the 2000s we looked at, and now today we call it Toyota Kata. So, you know, TWI was there in the early stages of that development of that Toyota Kata culture. So the two programs really work together like a hand in a glove, because I think they evolved together over time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things have changed since mm-hmm. the 50s. What are now the main principles and how they differ from what was happening 50, 60 years ago?
Well, that's true. You know, technology has changed, materials, processes, how we think about management. But, you know, people have not changed. People are still people. And because the TWI skills really are grounded in how we behave and how we treat people, whether it's communications, building relationships, getting people's ideas, I think those fundamentals, those principles, never change over time. And in fact, you know, as technology becomes more complicated and more difficult, training and relationships becomes even more important. So I would say these basic skills are even more important today than they've ever been.
What are main benefits that the companies and institutions can get using these principles, and maybe for whom are TWI and Kata, who can use them?
Well, to answer your second question, you know, I think TWI and Kata are for any industry or any, whether it's service or healthcare or manufacturing, financials. You know, we've applied the TWI and Kata methods into any industry because they're so fundamental. And the benefits that we get, you know, are we work with people, and it's a people-centric programs that work at helping people bring out the best of their capabilities. And so no matter what job they're doing in whatever field that they're working in, if we can bring out the abilities and potential that is hidden in all of our employees, your organization will be able to achieve better results. Mm-hmm.
A lot of presentations of today's conference are aimed at exact measuring how the benefits fulfill the company's goals and mm-hmm. what the savings are in numbers, yes. exact percentages. Mm-hmm. Can you, I would say, give real proofs or tangible proofs how applying TWI can really tangibly, how can you derive measurable results yes. using these techniques?
In fact, you know, I think with TWI, you can almost see the tangible results almost immediately. Because, you know, where companies in any industry struggle, you know, is getting people to, you know, for example, follow standard work practices. You know, when people kind of do things on their own, or when they struggle to learn the jobs because they haven't been given good instruction, or when they struggle in an organization because the communication and the relationships are strained, when they don't have any outlet for giving their ideas for improvement. These are all skills that TWI teaches supervisors to manage well. And so when those skills are applied, for example, when you can get all the workers in your organization to follow the best practices each and every time, no matter who does the job, you're going to get better results on the end. Because the cause of most of our problems is variability and instability and variation, so that we cannot control the quality of the product or service outcome. And more importantly, to get people to be motivated to follow those best practices. So to motivate people and encourage them so that they want to do it that way. Those are the really crucial aspects of TWI. And most importantly, it taps into people's ideas so that they, when they bring out their ideas on how to do the work, then they can really own those standards and be more willing to practice them each and every time. So when you have those kinds of skills, you can almost see the results immediately, as you're seeing here at the conference.
What I liked and how I started understanding what TWI means was in one of your previous interviews, you mentioned Dwight Eisenhower's quote that the surgeons are the army. You use this parallel saying the supervisors are the business.
Yes.
Because if you don't supervise properly, you have not trained operators. And This is how I started understanding what TWI means. Can you maybe explain more in details why the supervisors are so important and how they can quickly apply TWI training their operators?
Well, I think people understand that analogy of General Eisenhower when he said the sergeant is the first line supervisor in an army who is giving the directions to the soldiers on the front line. And you can have lots of generals sitting in the rooms making big plans. But the best of the plans will fail, if our soldiers do not execute, on the field. And I think the same goes in business. We can have the best minds and the best plans, but if our operators are not following those plans, those standards that we talked about, then we cannot guarantee the quality of the product that we're giving or the service that we're giving to our customers. So the supervisor, the sergeant, is the key person who interacts every day, all day, with those people who are doing the work, who add the value to our business. And so that relationship that they have with them, that motivation that they bring, the instruction that they give, the guidance, the leadership that they give in terms of, getting the best possible work, out of our operators, that is really where our business succeeds and fails. So TWI understood that during the war. The Japanese companies like Toyota understood that when they learned TWI, and I think that's why we can see those big successes in those two examples.
Today, companies really struggle not to only hire new employees, but to only train them fast.
Right.
One of the advantages of applying TWI is shortening the training times.
Big advantage.
Why is it so?
Well, I think it's pretty clear, and what we see with TWI in terms of immediate impact, that's the first thing that we see is we reduce training time from months to weeks, from weeks to days. And the reason is because our current method of training is really poor. We put people out there and we kind of just give them a few pointers and they have to kind of figure it out on their own. Or maybe we say, oh, just go and watch the good operator. And 6 weeks later, we're still watching and we still don't know because we cannot see all the details. On the other hand, TWI is a very skillful training method. It's a very intensive training method where skillful instructors are able to break down the job into, the critical elements and deliver those critical elements in a way that learners can quickly practice and adopt, and so that the learning curve is just shrunken down dramatically. Mm-hmm.
If you consider certain cultural differences in different countries, because a lot of people may say, okay, this is a Japanese technique, this may be technique from the United States, it may not work in Europe or in the Czech Republic, what would you answer?
Well, honestly, and I love culture and I love traveling around the world and I really respect, all the cultures of the world. But what's fascinating about TWI or the founders of TWI is they really dug deep. And the TWI methods really represent fundamental principles of people. So when I teach TWI, I could be teaching TWI in China, I can be teaching TWI in Malaysia or in Eastern Europe or in Mexico, and everywhere I go, and I've been doing this for 30 years, everywhere I go, everybody agrees that this is the way you treat people. So in other words, it really is fundamental to human beings, not to different cultures. And there's no place that I go where people contest me and say, well, that's not the way we do it in our country. Is a really fundamental, and that's what really makes them powerful methods. So even today, you know, we're doing training for companies, global companies. We'll do the standard TWI training in factories all over the globe so that they can create standards worldwide, and it's working really well.
In the beginning of your career, you had a chance to work in Japan.
I did.
With company Sanyo.
Sanyo. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the fastest growing companies in Japan at the time. What changed, or what is the biggest shift from the middle or the beginning of the 80s comparing today? What do you think that is the biggest shift, not only in the processes, because it might be clear in the technology, but also in the mindset, I would say, of the workers, the supervisors, and the managers?
You mean outside of Japan?
Yes, outside, and maybe even in Japan, yes.
Yeah, kind of they shifted both ways. You know, I think it was really interesting to watch over that time how other countries outside learned from the Japanese. Because when I first went to Japan in the early 80s, you know, the Japanese who I was working with, who were at the end of their careers, you know, they were saying to me, you know, why are you Americans so interested in Japanese management? You taught us everything we know, like TWI and quality and... Yes, exactly. So, in other words, you know, I think it goes through cycles. You know, the Japanese learned from the Americans, and then the Americans had to go back and learn from the Japanese, and now we're training all over the world. So I think it doesn't necessarily change, but it goes through different cycles. Now, of course, technology, you know, grows and expands and progresses. But again, these fundamental things just go through different cycles. So we learn from each other, and then we learn back. So it goes back and forth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's also due to better communication, to internet, social networks,
yes.
Lots of traveling? Because I believe 30, 40, 50 years ago, the countries were pretty much
correct
closed. Or
yeah, no, absolutely. Because, you know, people are more aware of TWI. You know, even just 15, 20 years ago, it was this real struggle for myself and my colleagues to communicate about TWI and explain, you know. But as through these social media and through internet, you know, as people become more familiar with how Toyota became what it was and the stories and being able to see demonstrations, for example, or to hear people talking about, oh, I've been to the DMC conference and I learned something today, and people can hear about that, the pace of change, you know, has really picked up. And it's exciting because one of the key elements of TWI, right from its founding, is that we have an easy way of transferring that know-how, you know, to other companies and other countries. So now we have over 14, 15 different languages of the training manuals, and we're able to train all over the world. So, yeah, it's speeding up.
Patrick, last question. What is the biggest challenge today? Because we now hear a lot of about Industry 4.0. Mm-hmm. We hear a lot about applying robots in the manufacturing industry. Now, a lot of people have higher expectations in terms of their careers, in terms of the speed, how quickly they can achieve things, how quickly they can communicate. If you would close your eyes and just imagine what the biggest challenge now in the industry is and how TWI can help solve the potential problems, not today's problems, but the problems that may arise in the future, what would it be?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to those basics. You always hear people saying going back to the basics, even as things get more complicated and as more faster pace. And, you know, as I think I pointed out earlier, I think as the pace of business and the complexity of business becomes more and more advanced and more complicated, you know, we lean more on those fundamental things. So people want to advance quickly, but, you know, you have to start from a good foundation. And so TWI can give you those foundational skills fairly quickly, And then you will carry them with you for the rest of your careers, no matter where that career takes you. So I think, for example, leadership, you know, basically I think overall TWI is a leadership program of leading people. And no matter how complex or how fast paced, you know, life gets, we'll always need good leadership. People are always looking for good leadership. So having those skills will help them on their ways in their careers. And, you know, as technology and business, you know, becomes more complicated, we'll have, like I said, even there will be more of a need for good communication, good training, good adaptability to new ways. How can we learn quickly to adapt to the new styles of or technology as they come out? I think what we'll find as we move forward, and what we're finding right now, is that the TWI programs become even more important and more necessary, you know, as we go forward.
Patrick, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to chat with you today, and good luck.
Thank you.